Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Our comprehensive Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist will take the guesswork out of what you'll need to finally get your Airbnb off the ground. You'll have the confidence to do that thing you've always wanted to do.
Get started today sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me, and that's for F-O-R, and signing up for your free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy today. Now on to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Why are we not being able to do it when we're apart?
I don't know.
Listeners, we're still not together recording. So
we are ordered to stay at home. We are doing our part we're in April of 2020, so we are experiencing the
shelter in place
pandemic. Yeah. AKA also known as COVID-19. And we're making the best of it.
Yeah. We normally record together. So we're apart, and our timing of our little phrase is, you know, a little off. But what's not off is our STR Share Sunday, which we're going to get to.
No, it is on. So Annette, who are we sharing today?
We are sharing 208 Studio from the heart of Meridian, Idaho. And it is so cute. Would we say minimalist boho?
Oh,
what would you say?
100%. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Black and white with like whitewashed wood and then lots of boho elements. So it's tiny.
It's gorgeous. So
yes,
let's go ahead and talk to them. Again, if you want to follow along on the Instagrams, it's 208 Studio. Give them a follow. It's hosted by Kayla. Of course, she is a super host. I think it seems like there are a ton of photo shoots taking place in this, in this property. But what we want to talk about first, and it's going to kind of be about our episode too, one of the things that is really interesting is Kayla right now is promoting Stay Safe, Stay K. So that's a hashtag she's using to get locals to come stay at her place during COVID-19. But this place, I think, was designed completely with the guest in mind. It seems like it's a studio on their property, right, Sarah?
Yeah, it looks like it says guest house on the Airbnb listing.
Okay.
So I think it's attached to their property, I'm assuming right now, but it's so cute. And like, they take advantage of when they do have photographers at their space, they've got to have some sort of agreement where they are allowed to use some of their photos in their own marketing materials, which is brilliant, and it's win-win. And they're using those on their Instagram. They got beautiful photos on their Airbnb website. They've got that great mixture of real estate photography and lifestyle photography on Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And it's really simple. Like, it's the design is simple, it's minimalist, a lot of textures and warmth, but without having to have a lot of stuff in there, which is really fun. And it's, you know, I don't know much about Meridian, but
We want to go. We want to stay.
We want to go.
100%. And I think when you're looking through 208 Studios Instagram, you're going to see that there are a lot of photographers. And one thing to note in her listing that I thought is really smart is she asked that you identify if you are a photographer before staying in her space, because there's more foot traffic and parking needs to be reported. So I just like that she's aware of, you know, who her guest is, that there are a lot of photographers, and, you know, hey, you got to let me know if there are going to be more than just, you know, because it's only two guests normally. So right. I like that she asked for the photographers to identify themselves and what they're going to do there at the loft or the studio. Yeah, it's super cute. She even has some exterior photos. It's just,
I know there are some theories about what to write in your Airbnb listing and how to get the attention of your potential guest. And she adapts, the host here adapts to, Kayla adapts to kind of listing out all the amenities in her space. Instead of having paragraphs, she has a few paragraphs and they're not long, but most of it she has kind of bullet pointed. Does that make sense? So instead of going into like a descriptive copy about the space, she has spacious living space, cozy upstairs loft with queen bed, luxurious full tiled bath shower. So it's really easy to digest and see it all in one sitting if you're just quickly browsing. I my style is more like, you know, come and enjoy the couch nestled next to the fire with a cup of our local coffee in your hand. Like, that's just me. But, you know, if this works too, and it's just easy to see and digest. And actually, it's probably very on brand and it's very minimalist and easy to read. Instead of using bullet points, she has like plus signs, which the whole like black plus sign is just very in and boho-y, and you can see it on pillows and a lot of textiles right now in home decor. So she's got a great, just across the board brand. And she's a smart host. So good job on the Instagram, good job on the listing. And we support you. And thanks for using our hashtag, STRShareSunday.
And if you want to check out the other hashtag that we spoke about, the Stay Safe, Stay K, check that out also. Yeah. It's a great way they were trying to support small businesses in their area. So check that out. All right, Sarah.
Right.
Speaking of Stay Safe, Stay K, what's this episode going to be about?
Oh my gosh. So I know that we are very much in a very weird time. If you're listening to this in the future, you know what the other side looks like. But as of right now, we don't. So we're going to go over the 9 things that you can do to pivot your short-term rental during this pandemic. But I assure you that all 9 of these points are things that you can pivot in a slow season, things you can pivot when you're marketing a giant, let's say the Super Bowl comes to your area. So these are just 9 things you can do to pivot your listing. How about that, Annette?
Mm-hmm. I like it. Let's do it.
And it's meaty. So there are 9 of them. So we're going to do our best to be, you know, cohesive. Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say quick because we're going to give you enough information to get your wheels turning, but it's going to be a lot of information.
Yeah, no, I think there's cohesiveness. It's great. All of them are kind of woven together, but let's tackle it. And we're going to go down the list one by one. All right, Sarah, you've seen success on this already. The headline and the title.
Yes. Okay. So your title, we say it time and time again, it is important to choose, but just remember not to be married to it. You should be changing your title, if not every quarter, you know, even more often than that. So if you are catering to an event that's coming, if you're running a special, or like right now, the type of guest who is traveling is changing. Instead of traveling from one town to the next, one state to the next, one country to the next, it really is just one street to the next, right? Mm-hmm. So your guest is needing different things. And our titles, our headlines need to speak to that person.
Okay.
Now, I will say that, you know, Annette and I are short-term rental nerds and we listen to a lot of other people's content. And at first, when this first pandemic kind of like, let's lock down the cities, everyone stay home. Mm-hmm. We all got kind of, we scrambled for ideas. And the first idea was to put the word coronavirus or COVID-19 in your headline and say something like, you know, coronavirus free, plenty of toilet paper.
Right,
or
right.
Escape the coronavirus. And Airbnb emailed all of the hosts and was like, You got to take it down. You can't have the word coronavirus or COVID-19 in your listing title. They're allowed to do that because it's their platform. Mm-hmm. So don't do that because they did say they will suspend your account if you do that. So don't do that. But things that we can do instead are like, okay, so for me, I've noticed people who are staying are travel or are people from in town. They're like, they got kids at home and they can't work from home. So they're like, I'm going to rent your Airbnb from Monday to Friday. What kind of rate can we work out? So I'm like, oh, and they're asking me what the workspace is truly like, even though there's pictures of it. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I made sure all these listings had screenshots of the Wi-Fi speed. And then I actually put the Wi-Fi speed in my title.
Yep.
So 11, what is the acronym? Like Mbps?
Yeah,
I think so. Uh-huh. Mbps, blazing fast Wi-Fi, spacious workspace.
And that's,
right? Like something like that.
That's good too, because we are in a very large university town and our dorms have closed down. So students are, especially international students, are not allowed to go home. So they are also doing extended stay. So the Wi-Fi connectivity is extremely important to them, A, for school, and then B, for communicating with their family abroad.
Right. So get creative still and think outside the box. Don't use, if you're listening to this episode and Corona is long over with, then great. But just look at what your competition is using. If everyone else is using, you know, great Super Bowl stay, maybe try to think of another way to stand out, right?
Right. Like, no, Sarah, that's a great point. I know, listings I've had before, I put like close to convention center. Well, hey, no one's going to the convention center right now. So just take a look at what your headline and your title contain. It might not be relevant right now. And I know that, you know, everybody's got a lot of stuff going on, but it doesn't hurt to just update your title anyways and make sure that it's relevant for people that are looking for
right.
a potential stay. This leads into, after the headline and the title, Sarah, it leads into point number two, which is the description.
Right. So now here is where you should address the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. No matter what that is for you, if it is the Super Bowl, if it's some big sports event, if it's a conference and you guys are, and you want to, whatever it is, you want to address that in the summary. So if you are listening to this episode while it's current, you want to say what precautions you are taking to make sure that your rental is safe, right? So you might want to quote, you know, recommendations from the CDC or whatever that is, or exactly what steps your cleaning team is taking to be a safe short-term rental. So just whatever it is in the summary that is, and if you're in a normal season, there's not really much going on, you can use that summary to highlight the amenities that people continue to talk about in your reviews. And then I also like to say, answer questions that I always get, like, how far are you from this? How far are you from that? So I'll list like the top three things. Like,
right.
You know, convention center, 0.2 miles away.
University.
University, 0.7 miles away. Like I just put that in there to hopefully just mitigate some, not mitigate, but to
minimize the questions.
Yeah, minimize. Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. So, but use that summary because sometimes it's all the potential guest reads, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So it's a very important section. So get in there often, make sure it's up to date, make sure it's competitive to the Airbnb that's down the street from you and that you are, yours stands out more.
All right. Number three, photos, captions.
Yeah.
Those also need to be updated.
They need to be updated. And what I did, and then I had a good idea, I will link to it in the show notes. And again, you can use this for anything that's happening in your area. But right now we're going to talk about coronavirus. I use this opportunity to use Canva.com. And it's a great way to utilize graphic design. I don't have that skill.
Right.
But I took my photo and I sized it appropriately. And I created a graphic that will help my listing stand out and kind of address the needs, like COVID-19, sanitize, mm-hmm, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Safe place to stay. Now, I don't know. I've noticed people in my market have like a superimposed Superhost logo
right.
on their pictures. Uh-huh. And that's how you know that's that brand. So you can do this mm-hmm. at any time.
Yep.
And what you want to do is go to Airbnb.com, go to a stay in your city, go in the incognito if you use Chrome or whatever, like go incognito and so that your cookies aren't showing the listings that you usually go look at. And see if you're in a sea of Airbnbs in the area, what picture stands out? right? Like of all those Airbnbs, which one stands out? And make sure, and you know why it stands out. So is it for some reason like the a sunset because the image is darker? Cool. So even though it's not my preference of having like a great shot of, you know, someone enjoying the space or the bed or the couch or whatever reason the person's going to buy the space, if it sticks out, someone's going to click on that listing, especially at times of high competition, like when it's a renter's market or a buyer's market like it is now,
right?
Or in the Super Bowl where people just want to get the high price booking, make sure your photo stands out in some way.
Absolutely. And then you can add the Wi-Fi in the photos too.
Right. Yeah.
Your speed
check.
But
like right now, Annette, who was it that had the great idea of maybe having a picture of you and your cleaning team as like the second photo?
I forget. I think it was, I don't know. I can't give credit.
But
that was a great idea. Not our own. And honestly, I think putting a picture of yourself and your turnover team in the photos, I think it's great. I think it, you know, it brings some faces to the team that's doing that. And you just take pride in it. So I think that's something that's great for now and moving forward.
Well, and I think too, so I'm learning as I'm speaking right now during this episode, which I promise we've put some thought into this, but I think all these 9 points are kind of like 9 things you can do when your market is especially competitive, right? And one of those things that is kind of just an overarching theme throughout all 9 of these points is being a super professional host, because travelers worry about who they're staying with, even if you don't live there.
Yeah.
They want to know that that property is professionally cared for in some capacity. So if your pictures are professional, your description, your summary, and you have a picture of you that's clear shot of you, you appear friendly and approachable, then they're going to know, like, and trust you that much faster.
Sarah, dare I may say, how you do anything is how you do everything.
Oh, you can say that,
Annette. So that's, I think about that, like how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you have, it's throughout, if your listing doesn't display the best, there's no way that, you know, when someone goes to check in, they're going to get the best. So
right,
let's do that.
That's why, yeah. So the photos, and then of course, with the photos, take the opportunity to put captions in there. And this actually is twofold with number 2 and number 3. You know, don't just say things like, we've got your coffee station. Like, why do you offer a coffee station? Like, what is it about you having a coffee station that's going to draw that potential business traveler or someone seeking a remote workspace?
Or for right now, like, no need to even leave the house for your morning cup of joe. Yeah.
That's right.
And honestly, again, that's something that works all the time, you know?
All the time. Yeah.
No need to leave for the cup of joe. Like, yeah, I need to have a cup of joe before I can be motivated to even leave, but you shouldn't be leaving right now. But all right. So on to the next one. Different guest needs.
Yes.
So, totally agree with us right now.
Like we mentioned, obviously right now with the coronavirus, we have different kinds of people staying with us. They are locals mostly. Mm-hmm. They are displaced students. They are workers looking for a place to work. They
health
are traveling medical professionals, right? And so they need a comfy, dark, quiet place to sleep when they do come home to sleep, right? Mm-hmm. So not only how can we cater to them, but also
just be aware of their needs that are very much different than what we're used to of someone coming in for a weekend for a birthday party, a bachelor party, a baby shower. You know, they're probably going to be spending all of their time in your property, where before a lot of them were spending a limited time in your property. So that you really need to, when that guest books, you know they're going to be there all the time. So are you prepared for that? You know, are you leaving extra amenities that they're going to be checking in and staying much longer, or like, not staying long. Well, longer term stays are happening, but they're just going to be using everything in the home a lot more than used to, the guests that we're used to. So be very aware of that, and awareness of when you're replying to the people that are potentially going to stay also. And totally different.
I feel like it's not going to be that like quick, like at least in Columbus, Ohio, and in places like ours, where one, two night stays are not uncommon. Mm-hmm. And you get to this point where you're just like, I don't want to say this insensitively, but not pumping them out, but
no,
you kind of have your canned responses.
Mm-hmm.
You have a system in place, right? Well, now actually, because number one, it's a buyer's market, it's a renter's market, and they're staying longer, I would recommend you reach out to them and say, hey, you're coming to stay for a week, 2 weeks. Hey, you're a traveling medical professional. What can I do before you arrive?
Right.
To make sure the space is what you need it to be and how you need it to be to make sure that you are comfortable, you feel safe and secure.
Yeah. So it's a way to really, if you do have a ton of canned responses, this is a time to slow down and maybe customize or still send out all your canned ones, but then layer in that extra one and be aware. Hey,
right.
I know the current climate of the world right now. Please feel free to reach out to me at any point in time. I think that guest will know that just, again, discussing the pandemic is fine right now and letting them know that you're there for them if they need anything.
And here's the time too, different guest needs. There are other platforms out there, and we've discussed this other than Airbnb, and where you can reach out to find these people as well. So all from picking up the phone and calling the social workers or HR departments of hospitals. There are websites dedicated to working with traveling medical professionals. Mm-hmm. There are agency-placed housing spaces, and there are also websites where these traveling nurses and doctors just know to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to make less from these individuals, but they stay longer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So depending on whatever the atmosphere is, the market that we're in, right now with COVID-19, we are gladly accepting a reduced rate for a longer stay until we know what's on the other side of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have to get more active to find your guests, you guys. So you'll have to call these places. You'll have to leverage other websites. You'll have to reach out to, and this is, I'm kind of getting into number nine, but
yeah,
different guests just means that you might, it's going to be a different way to get them in your space too. So mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the next bullet point here about reaching out to the guest, you know, your current guests that are still on your calendar moving forward.
Yeah. So this is definitely a COVID-19 specific tip. But if you do have guests who have not yet canceled and you are in the heart of this pandemic still, reach out to them. Some of my guests who have not canceled are still coming because they have to. Like, they are looking for a home. They have a job that's on the horizon and the job is still a go. Or they're coming to be close to elderly family or whatever it is. So, but reach out to them. Some of them, I was telling Annette, I was supposed to be speaking at a conference, I think this very weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't cancel my flight until 2 days
ago. Yeah, because it wasn't the top priority.
No.
So reach out to your guests right now. Remind them of the reservation. See if there's been any changes. And also, you know, potentially ask them if they want to stay longer, if they want to check in early, if they, you know, depending on why they were coming to town, ask them, do you want to come early? Do you want to stay longer? It's an opportunity to potentially maybe get some longer stay and help them out. All right.
Before you go on, maybe also see if they do say, actually, I totally forgot, I need to cancel, you say, hey, if the situation is correct, you know, appropriate, if you rebook now with me and it's still a flexible, you know, cancellation policy, if that is your policy, you don't have to be. Mm-hmm. If you book with me now, I'm happy to offer you the 15% off of whatever that
your future
market
booking
value.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. 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 Get them to stay with you. And if they say, you know, I'm just not sure right now, just make sure you leave them with, well, when this is all over, we'd love to have you as a guest. Just please look us up when you're booking again. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking for that loyalty, even if they've never stayed with you before.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next on the list, you have to adjust your pricing. Especially your length of stay pricing. I think you need to be really aggressive on this right now and let people know, yes, I'm offering a week long discount. Yes, I'm offering a month long discount. This is, I think, a place where you can really take a leap in front of some of your competition here. I talked to a host this week and he's at like 0% occupancy and all of the things that we just talked about. He hasn't adjusted his headline. He hasn't adjusted description. He hasn't adjusted pricing. I'm like, bro, what are you doing here? You gotta like, you can't be charging your the same rate that you were pre-COVID. So you just need to go in and adjust those prices for sure.
Right. And, you know, even if you have to be on top of no matter what's going on in your area, right? So even if there's a surge in pricing, you have to.
Yeah, I don't know. You might be in an area where there isn't any housing right now, and you might be able to boost your, you know, your price because people want to evacuate or they need to shelter in place at a different spot. So, you know, I might, when I say adjust pricing, when we say that, it might be adjusted in the other direction. Who knows?
Right. You know, or if you're just taking these tips just in general, like just things to remember to keep active on your listing, and there's an amazing event in your town, just these are things either way. But with, and like Annette said, what I want to recommend you do, listeners too, is when you do adjust your week pricing and your monthly pricing, remember that if you have that cancellation policy where they can either choose non-refundable or flexible, non-refundable or moderate. But if they get the non-refundable, they do get an extra 10% off. Mm-hmm. So I've had hosts reach out to me and they're like, well, they just booked it at this crazy low price. I set my base price, my minimum price for this. And I'm like, well, you may have compounded the discounts if you offer right. that decision. So just make sure you understand all of the pricing you're putting in place.
Right.
And how that orchestrates together when the guest goes to check out. Now, that is a lot to ask of you, especially if this is not your full-time job or your only focus, which is why I recommend some sort of dynamic pricing. I have tried Beyond Pricing. I like it. I have tried Price Labs. I'm trying that. That's what I currently use. I like it. There's also Wheelhouse. I've heard good things. It's worth it, you guys. And I like that Price Labs charges me a percentage of what I make each month. Mm-hmm. So if they win, I win. If I win, they win, right? I like that model. I think Beyond Pricing is a flat price.
Yep.
Either way, we'll link to them in the show notes here, but oof, it'll save you some time. And they've got that data that
we would never be able to. Yeah, we can't accumulate that.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Let's keep rolling along here. Cancellation policy.
Yeah. So here's the deal. So there's a lot of drama around that right now because we were supposed to be able to, as hosts, set our own pricing, set our own policies, and that, you know, Airbnb lets us have complete control over our listings. We all know that they, you know, overrode that and gave refunds when we weren't allowing them. But Airbnb has since then said they will give us 20% of what our cancellation should have been back, which is great. But also they said that if you do have a flexible cancellation policy moving forward, and this is in writing, mm-hmm. that they will give your listing extra love.
Yeah. Listen, the universe sent us a curveball. So we gotta keep swinging.
We gotta adapt.
And yeah, swinging and pivoting. You probably need to look at your cancellation policy during the next, you know, 30, 60, 90 days. The universe with that curveball made times very uncertain. So being strict with your cancellation policy probably isn't going to, you know, pull in as many guests as normal. So it might be something you want to loosen up on.
Yeah, you know, and I know that's tough because right now I am getting people booking July, August, you know, in the future, and it's like, oof, those are our.
Yeah, but guess what? It should hopefully rebound by then. So even if they were to end up to cancel, we can fill them in with
someone
a better guest.
Yeah. Yeah. And here, and what we should also know too is that if Airbnb knows that your place is getting booked, they will continue to serve up your property higher up in the listing. So if you are having a flexible cancellation policy and maybe mm-hmm. that's something you put in your headline and your title.
Yeah. You know,
as
yeah.
A, as
there you
a
go.
Draw in.
Ding, ding,
right
ding.
Now.
Nice job.
Right now. Yeah. Guests are like, may have gotten frustrated over a moderate or strict cancellation policy, and they're mm-hmm. having to search for accommodations, and so they're looking now. They're super aware of what kind of cancellation policy they're agreeing to. But if you get that August, September booking, and it's April, Airbnb doesn't care. They see that people are liking your place and they're booking
yeah.
your place.
Yep.
They're listing to other people.
You popular. All right, down to our final two, and this one I think is going to be kind of obvious to everybody, but those medium to long-term stay strategies, need to put those in place now as people are booking. The length of stay has definitely increased during the pandemic.
Yes, which is, I mean, I'm learning a lot about medium. Is that how you say it?
Midterm. And we're going to do a
midterm.
And we just learned that term, but we are going to do a whole episode on midterm rentals. And yeah. I've been educating myself on that and cannot wait to share with everybody. But that's a preview to another episode. But
I'm learning on the fly. And it's interesting because if you are competitive with your midterm and your long-term stays, even in a good market, like let's say you're just a little extra competitive on it and you get those people, it's been really nice knowing that I've got people in place. You know, they're not there forever. They're not there for a year. I still have all those benefits of being a short-term rental host where people pay up front. They can't book it unless they pay, right? Mm-hmm. And, but I still have that like, okay, I don't have 3 one-night checkouts in a week. Like in our market, that's very normal. Those 1-2 night stays.
Right.
But I'm also learning things like this too, Annette. So I've got like 5 or 6 month plus stays right now.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of the guests reached out to me and they're like, hey, having a broom is great and all, but so I have throw rugs in a lot of my spaces and I don't have vacuums in all of them because we clean them so often.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I need to get.
Yeah, no, it
so they can take care of the space themselves.
No, it makes you definitely think on a different.
Yeah.
And again, that goes back to the point we made earlier, like different guest needs. And, you know, again, this will prepare us for things in the future. And you can have, you can have those amenities. You know, maybe we have those vacuum cleaners. We don't put them in every space, but there's one available if there's long-term stays happening.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Our final point, and this is one that it's pretty much, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. You got to do this. So you got to market yourself.
Yeah.
This is a time, again, reach out to your personal network. This is where you can dig into text messages and personal emails. And people are looking for places right now. I know something, I saw this earlier today. I don't know exactly where. I need to start writing this stuff down for you guys. it was offering a free night stay with either for medical professionals or if someone booked a long term, like a week stay, one of the nights would just be free. And
I love
so
that's
a way that, again, you could reach out to your personal network, letting them know, hey, I'm offering a free night here and there for medical professionals, a free night for with a 7-day stay, just getting a little creative and also being able to market and feel like you're giving something before you're asking for something in return.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Sarah's kind of our new phrase is people before profits. So like that is something like let's give them a reason to want to stay with us first. So that's something I saw today that I was like, oh, that's a really good idea, especially with what's going on right now.
Well, it's so easy to be so transactional about this, right? Because we are short-term stays.
Like, right.
I get it, you guys. But at the same time, right now, when people are afraid to travel, they're not allowed to travel, it's not safe to travel. Okay, how can we still continue to build our trust? Right now I'm hearing radio commercials from businesses that can't operate saying, hey, we're not here right now, but we will be here on the other side. Now, I know it's a marketing thing. It's still advertising, but mm-hmm. I do care that they are shutting down. They're not doing business as a safety precaution, whether or not they had to or they chose to, and they're putting themselves front of mind for me. So Airbnb only charges us 3% for every booking. Now, that is super affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So why not throw $36 onto an Instagram ad or a Facebook ad? Again, check the legal ramifications in your state. If you're a co-host, you might not be allowed to do that mm-hmm. with real estate. Certain real estate laws, but if you own the property, you certainly can.
Right.
And it's affordable.
All of the tips that we went through today, I'm just going to say that these are tips that the pandemic doesn't have to be going on. These are things that would be best practices.
No matter what.
Yeah, that you can use with any condition that's going on. So these aren't just for, I mean, they are great tips for right now, but a lot of them you can use moving forward.
Yeah. I do want to address our listeners, Annette, really fast and just say, I know a lot of you, we all are having a different experiences right now with our short-term rentals. Some of you have a lot of properties. Some of you only have share a room down the hall, but it is your whole income. Some mm-hmm. of you have leases and lots of them out with mm-hmm. landlords and, you know, you've got a lot of bills to pay. I know that we're all experiencing different things, but I truly believe that short-term rentals are going to be the first to bounce back, especially affordable locations, affordable spaces are going to be the first to bounce back when we are all allowed to leave our homes. Mm-hmm. And I think the short-term rental industry actually is going to come back stronger than it was prior to all of this. People are going to just remember how much of a wonderful thing it is to travel and to have a little adventure, whether it's a big adventure to Bali or a little adventure to a staycation downtown. Mm-hmm. And people are going to be taking advantage of life, I think, a little bit more. So don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Take advantage of all the small business opportunities we have out there right now. You are eligible as a host, as a co-host. So apply. Obviously, I can't give legal or tax advice to you. This is not any, that, but it's just, I'm just telling you to ask the professionals that you work with how you can apply for these things and do what you can to stay afloat and pivot mm-hmm. and be ready to come back with a vengeance when this is all over.
Absolutely. All right. I think that wraps it up.
All right. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
All right. We'll see you next episode.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.